I just feel the spirits on you, but I don't have anything yet. I've learned to not say anything when the Lord's not. I think sometimes you're a joy bomb. The Lord does use you to bring joy. So I ask that you would have it, that you would be able to give that joy out of the abundance of joy in you. Because the Lord created you for joy. From the moment you were thought of, His heart was full of joy toward you. Because He knew no matter what you went through, you would still love Him. And that brought Him joy. And every minute with you is joy for Him. So I bless you to know that. And I bless you to be able, which you already do, to dispense that joy. And what you do is important. I think you're one of the ones the Lord wanted you to know. What you do matters. So don't discount what you do. Don't think anybody could do it. That's not true. Because it's the spirit of joy that you bring to it that brings healing. You're responsible for some of the healing that happens here. You are. So I feel like the Lord's kind of giving you a plaque or something. You know, there's an acknowledgement that He's doing. Well done. So I ask that your joy would be your strength, Lord. Continue to let your joy be her strength. When she starts to feel weak, just let her feel the strength of your joy in her and around her and through her. Because you've experienced it many times, the weeping through the night. But the joy came in the morning, and it's still coming. Still coming.